You have to have an open mind, an open spirit, and you have to trust us. I think you trusted us so far by coming here and giving your time and surrendering to the program. So we'd like you to just trust us a little more. And the whole thing this evening is quite experiential. Sorry, my Hindi is a little bit like Nizar Bhai, this Tuti Puti. But in between, I'll try to add a little Hindi, okay? But it's very simple instruction. And for this, I really need your cooperation. So you're not going to be sitting comfortably in your seat, because part of this exercise is that you have to really give up everything, including your seat. Right? It's not your seat, and it's not your bag, and it's not your wallet. But I'll keep your money with you. But what I'd like you to do is engage in the whole activity, in the whole experience. And instead of lecturing the point, we will actually go through them with experience. So you can take it as a lecture of a certain type, but it's all experiential. And let me say that this has been done actually with a very international group of people. We always do it in the Middle East retreat, and so we have a lot of Arabs also participating, male Arabs and female Arabs, so they're very open to really engaging in this. So, you know, don't be afraid or don't be set back. But just as I said, keep an open mind and be free to experiment. So, is everyone ready? Okay, so for this, I'd like you all to come and just take a spot anywhere in the middle. And you can just leave your bag. You don't need your bag, you just need you. And just take a spot anywhere. And really, I'm going to ask you to really just not think and just follow my instructions. Okay? And then maybe there'll be some positive results. Okay. Great. Yeah, as many people, I mean, we don't need observers, so as many people as can engage, that's good. So I'd like you to imagine that you've woken up late, and you're going to be late for work. Okay? And so now you have to start rushing, actually, because you have to get to work, and you have to take your briefcase, you have to take your papers, and oh, the shirt is an iron. Where's the maid? Why didn't she iron my shirt? Let me tell her off. She never does anything around here. Okay, where's my breakfast? Toast?
India.
Just observe the sensations that are running through your body. Just observe the sensations and just observe your breath. And is that the type of life I want to lead?
No.
So just take a deep breath. Just center yourself and become completely present in this moment. So your body is present, and now make your mind present. think of the future. And most of all, do not worry. There is no worry in the world. Okay, from now the top of your head to the tips of your toes, you should calm down. Down at the body. And this body is my puppet. And I, the soul, am the puppeteer. Yeah, the puppeteer, the one who moves the puppet. What is puppeteer? And I am moving this body, the puppet. If the soul says to move the hand, then I move the hand. Move the arm. But not if I don't say. I really want you to feel synchronized between soul and body. Using this body, the puppet. And one day I will leave this puppet. This is not my puppet. So create a sense of separation between I and mine. Just that this is my pleasure. This is my microphone. So too, this body is mine. What is my thought at this very moment? And keep taking deep breaths. Because that means your presence in this moment. So just pick whatever flower you would like from the tray. And when you get the flower, I'd like you to observe the flower. How beautiful. What it's doing. Just observe the texture. Maybe it's got a smell. There was a violinist playing in the metro station. His mother pulled him and tucked him away. Joshua Bell, one of the most famous violinists in the world. He was playing with a violin which cost $3.5 million. And he was playing one of the most... We miss the best. So that's why I'm asking you to just stay with this. And appreciate the beauty of nature. And appreciate that one. In life, nothing stays with us. It's all passing, transient. Today, this is mine. And tomorrow, it's gone. So to give, or better to receive. if I give, then automatically I will receive. Now check what you have. Is it better or worse than you had? Maybe you're thinking, oh, I gave away my best pleasant today. Nothing stays forever. Okay, just stay again, stable, angel. Again, just close your eyes. And just take in the music.
But am I fully engaged with my senses? And listening to the music? And my angels are going around with incense, beautiful incense. And why only so that we can experience an exhaling and an exhaling and an exhaling?
Sing it. I know you can't resist the chocolate. So yeah, just put it in your mouth, and again, try to close all the other senses. And really eat that chocolate. Take 5 minutes to eat that chocolate in mindfulness. Mindfulness means that I'm completely present here, engaged in this deed. And as you eat the chocolate, you are grateful to God, to Lord, to Baba for feeding me. Has given me the flower, the chocolate, the experience. And our food. We should drink our food and we should chew our water. Now to practice being an angel. Farishta. Farishta, the angel, means they don't have their feet on the ground. So imagine how lightly we need to walk so that we don't hurt Mother Earth. I'm making contact with my Mother Earth. As we say, Farishta Pital, and an angel's touch is very special. Whatever the angel touches, it transforms my voltage. Imagine that you are a light bulb and that you have to increase your voltage. Imagine that you are lighting up the world wherever you are going, wherever you are walking. Where there is light, each one of us is a light. So be conscious now to really, with your eyes, with your vibration, to emanate that light. Sister, angel. So I'd like you to imagine now that you're at work.
that you're meeting yourself. What presence of mind are you going to use to make sure that this meeting is successful? Life needs virtue. Maybe I need patience. Maybe I need humility. In fact, some of the top qualities needed in leaders is authenticity, honesty, integrity, respect. Administration comes later. Management skills come later. Vision life, the life that Abhi Janki talked about, Ruhani Shakti, is the qualities, the virtues, the powers. This is what it means to be spiritual. And so for this, we need to create a sense of brotherhood, that we solve the brothers. Okay, Angel? The band? That brings us into oneness. Does everybody have the thread? Anybody doesn't have the thread? Okay, so now I'd like you to find somebody, face them, and I'd like you to give them drishti. Actually, we say drishti, which means you look at them in the center of the forehead. Yeah, anybody with your spiritual light. And really send them loving good wishes, elevated good feelings. Just see them in the center of the forehead. Don't need to look at their eyes if you don't feel comfortable. Just look in the center of the forehead, which is the seat of the soul. And this gives us a lot of sense of self-respect. When I'm able to look at the other without any fear or inhibition. Ready? You can tie the thread to each other. You can call it the thread of brotherhood. You can call it the thread of really considering that every soul in the world is my soul brother. Inside. So let's create a really happy plaza now. I'd like you to get into your core and really emerge your happy feelings. There's nothing to be sad about. From Walmart or Sears or Haldiram. Happiness is emerging from inside. And if you're at the fountain, if you like, if you want to hold it, that's fine, but otherwise you can put the flower down. An angel woman. Everybody wants diamonds, right?
Yes.
Oh, angel?
No, don't want to give it.
They ran away with the diamonds. No, I don't think so. These diamonds here are for sharing. So I'd like you, when you have the diamond, I'd like you to hold it in your hand like this.
Yes. Well, hold it close to you. And this diamond is me. I am that diamond. But because of the qualities of the soul, because the angel has given it. Let me ask you. Yes.
He was honest, he was hardworking, he was polite, he was a bit caring.
Punctual.
You would keep him, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Because of his quality. Right? Even your housemaid, she may not be a very good cleaner, but she's honest. And so, you say, okay, stay. Jump back. And you keep her because of her qualities. So this diamond is reflective of your innate qualities. And this is your purpose. So that quality is what makes you a diamond. When somebody says, wow, you're a deity, you're a diamond, just take a moment to reflect on particular qualities. And that's what makes us special. And I'd like you now, as you go around, maybe some can go this way. Just be conscious that I am now giving this quality, whatever it is, I'm here to care, to share, to give, to emanate, to vibrate, kindness, peace, honesty. And now let's see the next step now. If the other person can actually catch what you are giving. If you're passing a diamond to somebody, how would you pass a diamond? And if you were to pass one of these hot sticks to somebody, how would you pass the hot stick? What's the difference? Or a piece of coal. If you were to pass a hot piece of coal, you'd probably want to get rid of it. And how many virtues, powers, you've collected now as you have been meeting everyone? And how rich you feel inside. Everybody's been sharing their greatness with you. Everybody's been sharing their best with you. So I'm so full. And really, when I'm so full, I don't need any more. There is a beautiful, and just think about it, when I'm so full and I have so much to give, then I don't feel that somebody's taking advantage of me. Because I have this all to give. And you have more dates than you can eat. You have more mangoes than you can eat. Then you say, here, take some. And so really, I'd like you to get into that feeling of abundance. I'm so full. I'm so overflowing that I can give. And I give freely. This is the principle of the Brahma Kumari. Just give. Look at this candle, okay? We say there's the wick, and this is the wax. No, please don't. No, I didn't ask you. you to light the candles, down the wax, isn't it? To burn. And so we are the light, we are the soul. And we need life. We need the drama of life, which is the wax. And this helps us to burn brightly. Just think about it. I, the soul, comes into this drama and I play my part. But the drama helps me to shine my light. Okay, I, the soul, I, the light is what's most important. So one God, one light, right? This is that one light. Brother, I think you extinguished that light. Because it defeats the object. You go light other people's light. Okay? When your light is lit, you go and light somebody else's light. So the light of God lights everybody's light. And take your time. Do it peacefully. Am I burning as brightly as this light? Look at my kingdom, but just make sure the Deepak is still lit by the time you come back. I run my kingdom, but I make sure that this light never gets extinguished. So really, I'd like you to walk around. It doesn't blow out. And we are very lucky that we don't have a lot of wind here. But just imagine in the world, how many things come to us to take away us? We literally say, here, you make me happy, you make me powerful, you give me love, you give me respect, and then only I will be happy, I will, from inside out, as we connect with God, the Supreme Light, we are adding more light to the soul. Okay, and when you like, you can take a seat anywhere. You can take a seat on the chair or you can take a seat on the steps. And I'd like us to just sit in a circle. You can come and sit here as well. With your blessing. So the angels will come around and give you a blessing. And then we will have a final meditation together. Blessings in our life.
blessings help to oil the wheels of our life. If we don't have a blessing, life becomes difficult. That's why we always want blessings from our seniors, our elders. I am automatically an heir to his inheritance. When I am a child of God, there is no worry, no tension, because I know that he will take care. When God is there, then everything becomes easy. Just as if you have the support of the president or the emir or the king, everything becomes easy. But here, I have God. God the Almighty. In Hindi we say, Meri Mutti Mein Bhagwan Hai. And as a child of God, I'm blessed. Eternally blessed. God is the ocean of love. If God punished, then why do we have Saturn or Satan or Rama or the devil? What is their role? For God does not punish. God only loves. Pyar ka sagar, prem ka sagar. We do not need the name.